Salmon have returned to spawn in the waters of Finn Rock Reach in the Mackenzie River. For those who've worked over the summer to improve habitat there, it's a reason to celebrate. KLCC's Rachel McDonald took a tour of the project.
Just off Highway 126 near Blue River, this 85-acre property used to be owned by a lumber company. Mackenzie River Trust purchased it just over 5 years ago. Joe Mall points to a Chinook salmon who's lingering in a side channel known as Elk Creek.
Kind of magical to think that she was born of these gravels, and to think about the kind of life that she has had and the gauntlet she has had to run to become the adult that she is, and then to come back and spawn in the same area. It's just incredible endurance, incredible determination, and the power of life sort of stuff.
Mall is executive director of Mackenzie River Trust. In partnership with the Forest Service and other organizations, they did some work to improve spawning habitat here. That includes moving gravel and downed trees into the stream to create a more natural environment. Kate Meyer is a fisheries biologist with the Willamette National Forest.
So they definitely key into that disturbance. It's something they've evolved with landslides and flooding and those kind of natural processes, kind of reset those gravels and loosen them up and make them more available for spawning.
Mall says much of their work is to help restore the river's floodplain and create places for fish to shelter from the fast-flowing main stem. Here at Finn Rock, the Holiday Farm fire, which burned through just over a year ago, is evident in the blackened trees. Mall says when they first returned to the property after the fire, it was disheartening.
In the interior forest here, there are cottonwood trees that were 20 feet around, just big, massive trees, and old maples that had moss that was almost a foot deep. There's indications of an older time, an older forest, and they were either burned or toppled by the wind.
But he says they've seen the forest come back to life. Ferns were sprouting up even as the smoke lingered last fall, and some cottonwoods survived the fire.
And the understory is already starting to come back despite how dry a summer it's been. And so you see, it gave us a chance to recognize that, okay, nature moves on its own timeline. We need to learn to work with that and not simply try to manipulate things on our timeline.
Kate Meyer describes their work as bringing back the messiness of the river's original course.
It's those messy, wet conditions that our native fish and wildlife species evolved with. Most river valleys don't even resemble what they used to look like. So it's really no wonder that our fish populations continue to decline.
The hope is that the work here to restore the river's natural flow and habitat can help create a more resilient river valley, one that can withstand the challenges of a changing climate.
How do we invest in this case, natural infrastructure that's very cost-effective so that for the next 100 years, the 300,000 people downstream relying on the Mackenzie River for drinking water can enjoy what we enjoy today? And so recognizing that an active floodplain keeps the water table high, it retains water. That's going to be really important as we see our rain and snow patterns shifting and our summers becoming hotter and longer and drier.
The project will continue over the next several years. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News at Finn Rock Reach.